746, you're on the wrong frequency.
746 or WRMS 439er, Cave Junction, monitoring base.
746er.
There you is. Good morning, Roger. How are you?
I'm okay. I was on the wrong frequency.
How'd you know to get back, or did you just notice?
I just noticed. I like this radio, this TYT radio. I could monitor two frequencies at the same time, but I was pushing the talk button, but I was on the wrong frequency.
Copy. I like that radio too, Roger. You know, the one I have in my truck, the mobile, I just haven't learned how to use it, but it looks like a nice radio, and I like how you, two people can talk at the same, you know, same time on different frequencies, and you can hear what's going on both, and it's nice. I like it.
Are you getting any wind up there? It's supposed to be windy today.
Yeah, we got 7 knots right now out of the south, and we got a pretty good amount of rain last night. We got about an inch already. Expecting another inch and a half today, and expecting 20 to 25. The coast is looking about 50 to 60 mile an hour winds today. That's what I got on my weather forecast.
Yeah, we're getting a steady rain right now. Not real heavy, but steady. I can't see my rain gauge yet, so I know we got some rain last night.
Yeah, well, we sure need it, I'll tell you. It's more than welcome. So I got that engine stuffed in the hole and got it all said and done and looked this morning and noticed, putting the motor mounts in and noticed, oh, Jesus, man, the oil pan's got some dents in the bottom from a forklift. So I guess when they loaded it or something, but it's not crushed too bad, so hopefully it didn't hurt the sump pickup. We'll see how that thing goes. Always something, isn't it?
Yeah, so what are you going to do with that engine out of the Camaro now? Are you going to fix that one up?
No, she's going to take it back home with her, the engine and tranny. You know, it's a Z28. It's a special edition. They only made 1,300 of that model and that color and everything. So it's kind of a rare car, so it's nice to keep the factory engine, you know, but that's old school stuff, you know, like the 427s and the 429 Cobra motors and stuff, the original. I don't think she should keep it, but she wants to, and that's fine with me. I don't want to get into any more engines unless I have to. I don't mind working around them, intakes and stuff, but no more overhauls.
What size is that new motor?
It's the same as the other motor that came out of it. It's a, 5.7, multi-port fuel-injected motor, 6-speed transmission, and we put the short shifter. I ordered that for her. That's going to be a little surprise for her. So it's got such a long throw, and I got the real short shifter assembly put in there, so it's going to be nice.
Yeah, you'll have to take it for a spin and see if the tires will light up.
Yeah, well, I plan on keeping this car probably another 2-3 more months. I still got to do the brakes and struts and tires and rims and all that stuff. She's going to quarter those tires and rims. So, I'm going to definitely, before I put new tires on there, definitely going to go ahead and light them babies up.
So, you're working on the Camaro today?
Yeah, we just had a little thunder right now, a little bump. But, yeah, that's a Roger. I'm going to go ahead and work on that. I'm going to go ahead and just go ahead and get it where I can run it. I'm not going to put the radiator in or anything like that. Make sure I got oil pressure. Put new oil filter in it, fire it. Make sure I got oil pressure before I complete this whole thing, because I can't get the pan out of it if I had to. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do today, work on that thing. I got the fireplace going in the shop. Nice in here. So, there we go.
So you got plenty of firewood now, I guess, huh?
I probably got in the drone about 2.5 cords of each, all split and covered up. So I've been working on that for the last couple months, too. So I'm stocked up, and plus I probably got another 10 cords all cut in the log size but not split. So I don't think I'm going to go through 3 cords of wood, but I got two fireplaces here.
We're 46 here now. How about you?
We're actually 52 degrees. We're a little warmer.
Well, how's the rest of the family doing?
Jenny's still not doing well. The doctor said they'd see her today or tomorrow, get her in there. So she's going to go tomorrow. It's just the weather's too nasty to take her today. And I don't think she's going to have any problem between now and tomorrow. If she does, we'll see how it goes. But she's, you know, sweating. I'm going to give her a COVID test here in a little bit. Maybe COVID, so we'll see how that goes. I don't think she does. She's been going through this for the last month. She's getting sick. I think she got walking pneumonia, maybe.
Well, you know, you got a bunch of company coming. That's not going to help her doing all the chores she's got to do.
Yeah, well, we got all that pretty much knocked out, Roger. We're in pretty good shape with this small house. It makes the thing a lot easier. But, yeah, so, anyway, Roger, I'm going to get after it. I'm going to go attend to my fireplace and pop it and snap, and I didn't close the fuse in it yet. Roger, you have a good day. I'm going to have the radio on all day, so give me a shout later. I want to test out my CB if I think about it. So I'll catch you later on. You have a good morning, man. WRMS 439er. And the cherry picker works wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, well, you're breaking up quite a bit. I can still understand you. You must be on the handy-talkie.
Copy, copy. 439er clear.
WRKJ 746.